The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness. Tonight, Georgia in her mind.
Reckon it'll work?
Works on television, doesn't it?
Very funny. The thing is...
Find the incoming cars.
What are you talking about? Hey! Did you see that roadhog?
Go on. Why don't you?
Why don't I what?
Ask me how I knew.
I'm not going to. I'm going to punish you. Because you've traveled with me before along this highway, you know there's a turnpike here, and you're being clever as all get out.
Just keep me in practice. Keeping that mental clock of mine working. Which side?
Of the bed?
Yeah.
The wrong one. I reckon we're wasting our time going down to Vermont.
I don't.
Sure, it's your idea. All we have to do is slip up in one item, and she won't talk.
Then we mustn't slip up.
Look, you take a dame, a woman called Andra Krucheska. Lithuanian, works in New York. He's known to be a courier for the Reds. Has been fingered, but will not break. Can't be brought to trial. Can't be deported. No evidence. We want to break her because you and Curtis Blumenthal of CIA and Ames happen to think something's coming up in Canada. Okay? Canadian boys think the same. They want our assist. So we stage an elaborate bit of nonsense to get her to talk.
That's right.
Even if it works, what can she tell us?
What we want to know.
She is a courier.
No, she's more than that. Andrea Krucheska is a full-blooded Soviet agent.
Now she tells me. Okay, if we know that, kick her out. Put her inside.
No.
Why not?
Because she knows something's coming up, that's why. We want her broken. Fast.
Put her up against a wall, shoot her, or pretend to.
Archaic.
But effective.
This day and age.
Yeah, well, okay. Georgia, here we come. Georgia, USSR.
She's due to come to in about 5 minutes. You know the layout of this place? Back rooms. This place here, which is the kind of kitchen. And the room there, where she is. Andrew. At no time will you come into this ante room until called. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but the game could be given away.
Sure, we know. No need to read us the Gettysburg Address. Come on in, Johnny. Okay.
Nurse Kaplan, from this point on, you are Maria Rudletskaya. I am Yuri Zadko, as in the epic hero, remember?
You can't catch me, Yuri.
Good. Well, let's go in.
Smoke?
Oh, I'm giving it up.
Can't take it.
Trying to stay healthy.
Young boys like me can take it.
Oh, 5 minutes almost over.
Hey,
see?
Mandrake, courier one has disappeared. We suspect she has gone visiting.
Since?
This morning. We recover?
If we do not recover, Montreal does not take place. Blitz?
2 days. We will find her.
She must not dock. Recover and liquidate.
Good afternoon, Andrea Kruczewska. Good afternoon, Andrea Kruczewska.
Who are you?
I am Dr. Yuri Zadko. And this woman is Maria Ruletskaya.
Where am I?
You are not to fret. You are Andrea Kruczewska. You are home, Andrea. Russia. Georgia. Where you spent so many of your young years, where you met and married your husband, Anatoly Gregin.
He is dead.
Yes, of course, we know this. He died here. And that was when you joined us. You're intelligent and you need occupation. Remember? This was May 1970.
Yes, America. New York.
Do not excite yourself, Andra.
What happened?
You were working for us in New York. The Americans realized this.
I know. They questioned me. I was walking down the street.
Yes, that was 2 weeks ago. We know all about it. You were walking down the street. A woman bumped into you. You were scratched on the forearm on purpose. A drug. You collapsed. You were taken somewhere, but our embassy heard about it. You were recovered. There was an exchange of gifts, shall we say, between their nation and ours.
See. And I am now in Georgia?
I have said so.
You have been very ill. The Americans subjected you to many drugs.
Drugs?
Yes.
You have been most ill, comrade. And you have been indiscreet.
What? What do you say?
While you were in American hands, you told them of what was planned for Montreal, Canada. Not your fault, although we did expect more control until we are able to find you.
I told them?
Yes. You told them everything. Is no matter now. Plans were changed. So you will not be punished, Andrea Kruczewska. It concerns the current détente with Red China and the possibility of trade missions and perhaps arms exchanges with Red China. Do you remember any such thing?
No, I'm sick.
Do not worry about that, then. But what you told them about Montreal... Perhaps you will be punished for not standing up to routine questioning.
I feel sick.
Maria.
Here. Let me give you something to drink here.
Let us concentrate on Montreal, then.
But you know about Montreal.
Of course we know. But Andrea, to work for us again, I must know your state of mind, your mental health. Now, Montreal, what did you tell them? What was the diversion planned for Montreal?
You know this. You know... I feel so sick.
Andrea Kruczewska, Montreal.
But you know this. I feel sick. Help me, please.
Nurse Metzgerer, attend to her. I will return in 10 minutes.
But, Johnny, you have no right to shove off like that. You know I turned down a date for you.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly why I'm phoning, Phoebe.
The name is Phoebe.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, look, do you forgive me, eh, honey?
Hmm.
I'm away on business. Be back in 3 days. I'll look you up then, huh?
What?
Give me that telephone, please.
Well, who are you? You come busting in here in my apartment. Who are you?
You see this gun? You will come with me. Lead me to Johnny Bridges.
Like that. She hangs up on me.
What else?
That's what I like about this business. I don't even get time to tell all my broads that I'm leaving town.
Tough.
Phoebe is a lovely girl.
Oh, so you say.
Stacked like Venus de Milo, Lee, and she's got arms. I'll call her again.
No, Johnny, not too many calls.
Okay. News?
Yeah, it's going okay. You guys got any coffee in here? Could have made myself some, but...
Well, there's some here.
Yeah. Well, how's it going?
Yeah, so far, so good. I got to run her to Montreal, but... You know, I don't want to press it yet. She's worried. And I am, too. You know, we could give ourselves away so easily. Now, we're supposed to know what's planned for Montreal, of course, and...
You are?
No, thanks.
Milk, sugar?
No, it's okay, thanks. Well, anyways, that's where we're at. Montreal. I've conditioned her to telling me about the diversion first before she gets into trying to talk about some of the other nonsense I put in her mind.
This diversion. It's planned for tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Then you better get her to talk, huh?
If I can, in my own time.
We don't have much time.
Now, you guys want me to blow it? I'll go in and give it a third degree. You want that? She will not talk unless it's done my way.
You're a head shrinker by profession.
A psychiatrist, yes.
Oh, that's what I said. It's just that we don't have... We have to know urgently what's planned up there.
I know that. I've worked with you guys before. Or at least, not you personally, but Curtis Blumenthal and other departments. Okay, I'll try her again. But I cannot rush her. I mean, you guys thought of this from A to Z. You must have known it would take time.
We have time. Until about 6 tonight, I guess.
Yeah, it is now 3. Okay. Please don't forget to stay in this room.
We have to know, Lee. We have to know now.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You will not be heard. You have only 2 doors.
I don't know where he is. He said Georgia way, that's all.
Where we are now.
Ow!
I saw that. I saw what you did, young man. I'm going to report you to the police. I saw you lift your hand and strike that. I saw you. I'm going to report you.
Sure, this is the town.
No. No, I'm not sure. I only know that... Well, Johnny said something about... Well, he didn't say he was going away anyway. And that was why he called me, see? But 2 nights back, he was going on about... Well, he said Georgia. And he said something... Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's boss. Yeah. He said his name, Masters. And... No, he said Lee Masters will be coming here. I think he said this town. I just think he said this town.
You can go. Open the car door and go.
Can I? Oh, can I go?
Be careful not to walk on the road. The cars, eh? Walk on the side, the gravel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
take the outside road, go back into town, and try trick. It may work. I have little time for anything else. I'm sorry to have shot such a woman. Good body, good arms and hands. A pity.
Excite yourself.
I do not understand why you must know about Montreal.
You dare to question me?
I'm more sorry.
That is better. Look round a little. Breathe some air. Go to the window. The lovely air of our countryside.
It is indeed lovely. I do not know this part.
And you are not to know, my dear.
Of course not.
Andra Krucheska, we are...
Yes, I am not behaving.
Montreal.
But you know what happened in Montreal.
You are being impertinent.
I'm sorry. Pravda. So it was truly in New York 2 weeks ago that I fell ill.
That you were abducted, yes. Now put that paper down. Sit and answer my questions.
What time is it, please?
5 o'clock. Oh, you would like some tea? Some Georgian herb tea?
Please.
Nurse.
Of course. I'm sorry. My mind has not been clear. And I have been insolent. I do apologize. Montreal. Yes, of course I will tell you all.
Good. Cigarette?
Thank you. My favorite.
Of course. You are a valued agent, Andra Krucheska. We pander sometimes to the agents we value. But we have wasted time.
Yes.
The ashtray is next to you. Begin. Montreal.
Well, as you know, there was to be the attempt on the life of the Canadian Prime Minister. He was to be wounded, and evidence laid the blame, I mean, on the Commercial Trade Union Committee. The purpose, of course, to bring about government attention on the union itself, perhaps to disband it and allow a new union to form, which would be staffed, of course, by men owing allegiance to the communist cause. Now, this was to have happened...
Did happen.
Of course. Of course. This happened 2 weeks ago. What was the reaction?
Most favorable. Most favorable.
Bridges?
Johnny Bridges, Hawkins in town here. You know a dame called Phoebe Watkins? Well, her body has been found just out of town. She has a bangle thing, name of Johnny, on it. Well, knowing you guys were in the vicinity, I thought, could it be you?
How was she killed?
Gunned down, side of the road. Well, has she anything to do with the jazz you're up to? The hills up there? Because you might have warned me, I have a job to do, and if your job involved throwing bodies all over the...
Shut up! Where is she?
Well, in the morgue.
Look, I'll call back.
She was working for you?
I'll call back.
Okay. Oh, and I directed someone up to you, a guy called Chalice, one of your boys, Fed, nice guy.
Chalice? Describe him to me, fast.
Thank you, Andrei Krucheska. Extinguish your cigarette. You may burn your fingers.
Of course. Oh, most sorry. What is this? Made in New Jersey? USA?
Call the other guys, nurse. We are blown.
Who the devil brought in an ashtray that's made in New Jersey? Johnny! Lee Ames! Get in here!
She's dead. Broken neck.
Justified then.
What?
That I killed Andrei Grudzeska. Please, to stand where you are, all of you. I am a good shot.
You killed Phoebe?
Phoebe? Oh, that rather gorgeous woman I brought with me from New York. Yes, I had no more use of her.
Why, Johnny?
So you called yourself Chalice and posed as a fed. You got a helpful cop to direct you here.
Naturally. Andra Kucheska?
Yes?
To one side.
Please. Listen, whoever you are.
You will not shoot me!
That, of course, is all I wish to accomplish. The death of Andra Kucheska before she could talk. Did she talk about Montreal? Very clever of you. To make pretend this a Russian house in Georgia, Russia. Why? What gave it away?
An ashtray. A damned ashtray.
And Andra reacted like a trained person she, was. And killed that woman, eh? Three women dead. Your girlfriend, Bridges, that woman there, and Andra Kucheska. I am afraid I will have to add men to that list of the dead. You, did she talk of Montreal?
Yes.
I see.
I'm standing at the end of a loose cart. He's about 4 feet from me. Maybe on the same thing. The floor, I felt as I came in. Slippery. I had to duck, pull the carpet, get something going.
I see. But you will not get this information too, kind of the gentleman. Who wishes first to die? It does not matter to me.
He still got a gun. Duck!
I trust that was you shooting him, Johnny.
Sure was. That crud. He killed...
Easy on, boy. Easy on. But I'll phone through to Montreal where you have time, just. Doc, come on. Let's go.
Okay.
Dead people happen, boy. In our business. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Brian O'Shaughnessy.